Welcome in. Time for the good news from KEO. Welcome in. This really isn't the weekend special that I was planning on doing, but I'm going to call it a holiday special because I'm doing this on Friday, Christmas. The first thing I want to do is I want to acknowledge all of my friends and say a little bit about you. First of all, Cash for Silver, CFS, retired tenured physics professor. I got to tell you, man, thank you so much for being here. I have learned so much from you, as I know we all have. Eddie Ebelon, I want to acknowledge you too also. I really appreciate your thoughts. You unfortunately, not unfortunately, but fortunately are using this site for what it was really set up to be, and that's a site to vent. If you keep everything inside, as I have learned from you, you're going to be in trouble. Irish Tony, Irish, you're just a really good guy is all I can say. You bring some real joy to the website. We happened to watch the video that you sent us of the group that was, number one, totally blind, and I believe you said they were also autistic. Brings tears to your eyes. One of the best Christmas presents I've ever had. Mr. Irish, thank you. Bonzo, I don't know you really well, so I really don't know what to say other than I want to get to know you better, and I appreciate all your input to our site. Jerry, out of the box, Indiana Jerry. Out of the box, I got to tell you, you are very thought-provoking. You provide some really good ideas, and I want to thank you very much for that. Glenn, you're a friend of mine. You're a neighbor of mine. You're probably one of the brightest guys that I know. Thank you so much for getting active on our site. Matthew, if I'm not mistaken, you are a brain surgeon. Very, very brilliant. You became active on our site primarily in financial endeavors, which I'm going to be doing quite a bit of, and I want to say I hope you have done well. And then, of course, Larry, the man everybody loves to attempt to contradict but can't really seem to do it. When you talk about conventional medicine, even my friend Charles, Dr. Charles, is in your camp in a lot of areas. You've taught me an awful lot of things. Maybe I can say you saved my life, in the sense that the COVID prophylactic regime that you suggested to me, I've been doing now for about 3 months. We're starting to get COVID in my neighborhood, as Glenn is probably aware of. Glenn, if I'm not mistaken, you also got COVID, and I think you said you had it for about 17 days. I'm really glad that you survived it. You and Maddie are two of my favorite people in the world. Here is an acknowledgement of a gentleman, I believe, who is new to the site, at least new to my attention, and that's Nora Real, 1968. You know, you guys, what we are, thank you, Nora Real. You know, guys, what we are doing is we're providing a really great sounding board. If for nobody else than for the dozen or so of us that are on here right now, that's one of the reasons that I am definitely going ahead with this site. So keep them comments coming. I love all of you. I wish we lived in the same city. We could have some great meetings. Anyway, having said that, thank you so much. Larry, I hope you enjoyed Hanukkah. And all the rest of you who I believe are not Jewish, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. It's really interesting the level that anxiety is out there, even in my house. And I have to say that anxiety is caused primarily by me, but at least I admit it. You guys, any comments on this? Anything you guys want to talk about? I'll be doing another one of these as soon as we have enough requests for subjects. You guys are great. The whole world doesn't know what they're missing by not listening to what you have to say. Keep them coming. God bless every single one of you. Last but certainly not least, I would have to say the real heart of this particular program, Jim McKinney, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Jim McKinney, a truly principled individual, a man who is perhaps the most politically astute individual who I know in the entire world. Jimmy has it all figured out. He's got it figured out in terms of conservative issues. He has it all figured out in terms of where this country is going. I happen to agree with him. What he is saying is nothing but absolute common sense. He had a very successful career as an Army intelligence officer. Today, in terms of politics, he's very active in the Republican Party in Whatcom County. He was the chairman of the reelect Trump campaign. Unfortunately, as of Christmas, December 25th, Trump, it looks like, is not going to get reelected. Nothing negative about Jimmy in that. I believe personally that the liberals were too well funded and too well prepared. I don't think there's any way that anybody could have successfully competed against them. Jim is a real boon to Big Al in the sense that whenever I need information of a political bent, Jim has all of the right answers. Very, very popular, very well-liked man in my neighborhood, as he should be.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KERP. We will be back in a moment.